John chapter 8.
Jesus went to Olive Mountain. Early the next morning, Jesus went back to the temple courtyard. All the people were coming to him. He sat down and began teaching them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman to Jesus. They had caught her committing adultery. They made her stand in the center. They said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such people to death. What do you say about her?" They were saying this to test Jesus. They wanted to get something which they could use to accuse him. Jesus bent down and wrote something on the ground with his finger. They continued to ask Jesus questions. Jesus stood up and said to them, "The one among you who has not sinned should throw the first stone at her." Jesus bent down again and continued writing on the ground. When they heard this, they began to leave one by one, from the oldest on down. Jesus was the only one left. The woman was still standing there too. Jesus stood up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Is anyone condemning you?" She answered, "No one, Lord." Jesus said, "I am not condemning you either. Go, and from now on, don't sin anymore." Jesus spoke to the people again. He said, "I am the light for the people of the world. The person who follows me will never walk in the darkness. Instead, he will have the living light." Then the Pharisees said to Jesus, "You are testifying on your own behalf. Your proof is not valid." Jesus answered them, "Even though I am testifying on my own behalf, my proof is still valid because I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you don't know where I came from or where I'm going. You judge in a human way. I am not judging anyone now. But if I were to judge, my decision would be right because I am not alone. The Father who sent me is with me too. And in your law this is written, 'The testimony of two people is valid.' So I am testifying on my own behalf, and the Father who sent me is testifying for me too." The Pharisees asked Jesus, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You don't know me or my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father." Jesus spoke these words while he was teaching in the temple courtyard. He was near the place where the offering boxes were placed. No one arrested Jesus because his time had not yet come. Then Jesus said to them again, "I'm going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sins. You cannot come where I'm going." The Jewish leaders asked him, "Will he kill himself?" He said, "You cannot come where I'm going." Jesus said to them, "You come from below. I come from above. You come from this world. I do not come from this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you don't believe that I am the one, you will die in your sins." Then they asked, "Who are you?" Jesus answered them, "I am what I have been telling you all along. There are many things I have to judge and to say about you. However, the one who sent me is true. I tell the people in the world only what I have heard from my Father." They did not understand that Jesus was talking to them about the heavenly Father. So Jesus said this to them, "You will know that I am the one when you raise me high. I do nothing on my own. I am only saying the things which the Father teaches me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone because I always do what is pleasing to him." While Jesus was speaking, many people believed in him. Jesus was talking with the Jews who had believed in him, saying, "If you stay with my teaching, you are truly my followers. You will find out the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants. We have never been slaves. How can you say you will be free?" Jesus answered them, "I am telling you the truth. Every person who continues to sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not live in the house forever, but a son will always live there. If the Son sets you free, you are truly free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because you cannot find room in your hearts for my teaching. I talk about things which I saw while I was with my father. You do the things which you hear from your father. They answered Jesus, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the things that Abraham did. Abraham would not have done this, but now you're trying to kill me. I have told you the truth which I heard when I was with God. You are doing the things your father does. They said to Jesus, The only father we have is God. We are not illegitimate. Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me. I am here now, and I came from God. I didn't come on my own. God sent me. Why do you not understand what I'm saying? You cannot obey my teaching. You come from your father, the devil. You want to do the sinful things that your father wants. The devil was a murderer from the very beginning. He does not stand with the truth because there is no truth in him. When he tells a lie, he is only talking naturally because he is a liar and the father of lies. But I am telling you the truth, and that is why you don't believe me. Can one of you prove that I am guilty of sin? Since I always tell the truth, why do you not believe me? The person who comes from God listens to God. This is why you won't listen. You are not from God. The Jewish leaders answered, How right we are when we say that you are a Samaritan. You have a demon. Jesus answered, I am not demon-possessed. I honor my Father, but you don't honor me. I'm not looking for glory for myself, but there is one who is looking for glory for me. He is the judge. I am telling you the truth. If anyone obeys my teaching, he will never die. Then the Jewish leader said to Jesus, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham and the prophets died, yet you say, If anyone obeys my teaching, he will never die. You are not more important than Abraham, our ancestor, are you? He died. The prophets died too. Just who do you think you are? Jesus answered, If I were trying to get glory for myself, my glory would be worth nothing. The one who is giving me glory is my Father. You are saying, He is our God, but you don't know him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I really do know him, and I obey his teaching. Abraham, your ancestor, was very happy to see my day. He saw it and was glad. Then the Jewish leaders said to Jesus, You're not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, I am telling you the truth. I was alive before Abraham was born. They picked up stones to throw at Jesus, but he left the temple courtyard and kept out of sight.